Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Chicago Paws. Paws Chicago, the largest no-kill animal shelter in the city, hosts their beach party. I think I've been hosting it, 10, 11, 12 years. I'm not even sure. It's coming up at offshore at Navy Pier later this month. And every year when I'm there or at any Paws event, I always run into Renata and Bob Block. And Renata is not only an animal lover, but she's a board certified physician assistant in dermatology and cosmetics in Chicago, a master's in medical science, a blog, a podcast, a book about skincare and dermatology. And this weekend, it's all about Miles for Melanoma. Hey, Renata, thank you for joining us.
Lisa, it is such a pleasure. Your voice is just pure sunshine. Let me just tell you that.
And tell everybody what's happening on Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
So actually, it's both. So Melanoma Research Foundation is the largest independent organization. They are devoted to melanoma. And what we do is support medical research to develop effective treatments and eventually a cure. And this weekend, so exciting. MRF is what we call it, Melanoma Research Foundation and Neutrogena. They're teaming up with a local Walgreens to provide skin checks, and this is free. And then on Sunday, we are going to have the 5K, where it's going to be a run and walk for participants to support and raise funds for Melanoma Research Foundation. And you can get a skin cancer screening there as well. So 2 days of opportunity to check those moles.
Right. And sometimes they don't necessarily look like a mole, right? Because the dancing farmer, you know, always, because he was a kid who farmed and they didn't use sunscreen back in the day, always has to have plenty of procedures done every year to eliminate basal carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma, or that type of thing. This year it was melanoma. And I got to tell you, when I was in there when they did the surgery, I don't know why they asked me if I wanted to sit there, but I did. That little spot resulted in such a chunk being taken out of his arm that it left me puzzled.
It's scary. I will tell you, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've diagnosed hundreds of skin cancers, and people don't even know they're walking around with it. And you're absolutely right. What you think may be abnormal is completely not. And then they come in, and I find something that is. And that is why it's so important to get an annual screening by a board-certified dermatologist. If you can't get in right away, that's when you ask for a physician assistant, a nurse practitioner. We are capable of diagnosing those skin cancers and getting a biopsy. The sooner you do it, the better.
Absolutely. So tell me, sunscreen, is that our best protection other than just staying completely out of the sun?
So living in a cave is not realistic, of course, but sunscreen, yes. 90% of skin cancers are attributed to UV radiation, and sunscreen SPF of 30 and above, and make sure it's broad spectrum and reapplication. You are going to get protection, not 100%, and we always say, hey, grab a hat, wear those sunglasses, and maybe even protective clothing. So especially if you're outside swimming, sweating, you want to reapply that sunscreen. It's so important. You want to prevent those burns, but you also want to prevent that accumulation of sun exposure. So it's not necessarily the burns that can get you in trouble. It's that accumulation of sun exposure without the sunscreen.
And is there a difference between cheap and expensive sunscreen?
I love that you asked me that. Yes, there can be, but in the end, the difference of protection, no. They are FDA regulated. It is considered a drug, and it is regulated very closely. So if you want to spend the money and get a bougie sunscreen, go for it. But the less expensive ones are just as protective.
I love a bougie sunscreen. I want a bougie sunscreen.
I want a bougie sunscreen.
And
bougie
for women of a certain
are more cosmetically elegant. So.
Yeah, yeah. And for women of a certain age, well, many women use retinol. What are the rules in the summer when it comes to the sun and it comes to that?
Okay, so retinols are amazing. Everybody should be on a retinol. They are great for stimulating collagen, which we lose over time. They accelerate cellular turnover. So people think, you know, they may get a little bit more sun or skin sensitivity. But that being said, you don't have to stop your retinol. You just have to protect your skin because it's not photosensitizing, but it definitely takes that top layer off and doesn't give you so much protection. Bottom line, it's not photosensitive. Don't stop your retinol, but you may want to reduce it if you feel like you're going to be outside a lot.
And why is it that we have such a hard time convincing the men in our life to use a moisturizer or, you know, in my case, any kind of, well, he uses sunscreen by the layers, but sometimes, even my son, it's like, come on, a little skincare, please.
I know. You know what? I think teaching them at an early age, and listen, we all learn, right? Men are simple beings. They less is more with them.
Is your husband Bob listening?
Yes, he should be listening because I'm constantly telling him to put his moisturizer on, to put his sunscreen on, and he knows. But let me just tell you, he thanks me for it because people compliment him on his skin all the time. So I'm responsible for that. Let me just say that.
I was reading an article, and it said the one place you should apply sunscreen before anywhere else. And they pretty much said start at the top and go down. That face is most important, right?
You bet. So you want to do a third of a teaspoon to the full face. Don't forget the top of the ears. Don't forget the top of the scalp. And then you want to work your way down. So pretty much a shot glass full or golf ball size for the full body is important. And the reason that they say that is because of, you know, the bacteria. You don't want to be putting it on your body and then transferring the bacteria from the body to the face, you know. So you want to just definitely keep that separate.
Okay. Tell everybody again about Miles for Melanoma. That is this weekend. You can get skin cancer checks on Saturday. Of course, you can on Sunday. But it's taking place at Montrose Beach, right?
It is. So it's going to be at Montrose Beach, Montrose Harbor. Starts at 7:30 a.m. Opening ceremonies at 8:30. A 5K run walk will kick off at 9 a.m. We are going to be offering skin cancer screenings there. But don't forget, Saturday, MRF and Neutrogena are teaming up on Walgreens, 1372 North Milwaukee from noon to 4. Free skin cancer screenings. You don't need an appointment, and it could save your life.
Yep, absolutely. I love following you on social media. Your videos are always entertaining. She's a blogger, a podcaster, a master's in medical science, and a board-certified physician assistant in dermatology and cosmetics. Where do you work, like if people wanted to make an appointment or something?
Yeah, so I'm excited. I have been working in Munster, Indiana, and it's right across the border. It's a quick drive from Chicago, but it is just an amazing team of providers. And I'm telling you, you can get in the week that you make an appointment. So come on in. I would love to see you. I'd love to meet you. Not only do we treat you for skin cancers or look for skin cancers, but everything else in regards to skin diseases.
And what's the name of the clinic?
It is called Skin Dermatology. You cannot miss it.
Okay, perfect. I will see you at the Paws Beach Party. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see you.